cow's milk, soy milk, almond milk. What about ant milk? Okay, the analogy isn't great, but ants, as pupae, the step before becoming adults, do secrete a nourishing fluid that feeds both the earlier generation, the larvae, and some adults. The protein-filled fluid helps with molting of the pupae, but it is managed by adult ants. The secretion induces the adults to manage the pupae and share the fluid. This is akin to a modern dairy with timing and distribution well regulated. Like mammalian milk, the fluid has a sell-by date. If it's not harvested in a short time, it attracts fungal infections that kill the pupae. There's no ultra-pasteurization in an ant colony. Orly Snare at the Rockefeller University and 8 colleagues delved deeper into the phenomenon. They showed that larvae not fed the ant milk fare poorly. They also showed that this fluid helps with molting by aiding the breakdown of chitin that's necessary to release the pupae from their old external skeleton. They compared ants to other insects, which also have molting fluid, but that's not shared with colony mates. They looked at secretions and their composition in other ant species than their study group, Oocerae biroi, which is a clonal raider ant. In 4 other major families of ants, they found the molting fluid a very similar composition, which I can't resist calling ant milk. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.